Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
The University Neighborhoods Association will be hosting its 10th annual Barn Raising Festival at the Old Barn Community Center on August 20th. We are inviting everyone to the celebration from 1 to 4 p.m. and you don't want to miss out on the best 10th birthday party of the year. All the Barn's friends will be in attendance, so come say hi to the UBC Farm, the Bike Kitchen, Triumph House, and many more partners. The celebration this year will feature a free barbecue, live musical performances, free demo classes, tons of activities, and a live broadcast by CITR.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Good evening, you're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC Vancouver. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up in the next half hour is, as always, the half hour sketch comedy. That's right, it's time for some white noise. And coming up after that is, of course, the White Noise After Show. This week, hosted by myself, and unfortunately, without my special guest slash friend Connor Neckelput, who was unavailable this week. So this week we're just going to be doing lots of cool music, and maybe we'll have a little bit of factoids in there or something just to spice it up. But no debate this week. We're just going to do some awesome new music though, so definitely stick around for that. But coming up first is, of course, The White Noise Show. That's a half-hour sketch comedy produced by us in-house here at UBC. So, you know, a lot of hard work goes into this. I hope you guys enjoy. This week, we're doing a bit of a best of and playing some of the stuff that we've been working on for the last while. So hopefully it's the, you know, it's the good stuff. And if you do enjoy it, you can check us out throughout the week on Twitter and Facebook at White Noise UBC. Blackmore, our host, is always up there throwing out his thoughts on Twitter, so, and playing hashtag wars. So always fun stuff on there. And of course, our best of page is whitenoisecomedy.podbean.com. But without further ado, it's time for some white noise.
Warning, the following programming contains adult subject matter and some strong language. It is a work of satirical fiction. All characters and advertisements are completely fabricated. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening and welcome to the best of white noise. I'm your host, Richard Blackmore, and tonight's show is brought to you in part by Men's Cologne. You can't change your looks, so you might as well smell nice. First up tonight is an advert.
Hi, I'm Steve from A&W. Do you love our chubby chicken? Then you are going to go crazy for our new Love Handle Lasagna. Made with 9 kinds of cheese and bacon fat, it lives up to its name. And why not wash it down with a slice of our gourmet Kanko cake? But if you're one of those weirdo calorie counters, check out our newest product, ass-reducing asparagus. A&W, where the food will shame you.
I never eat at A&W. The names of the burgers just remind me I'm alone. Next up tonight, we return to my childhood biography in Blackmore, Bee Stings, Beetroot, and Bigfoot.
This seaside holiday's been the longest 4 days of my life.
But you've enjoyed it, right?
Which bit? The B&B from hell, the 12-mile donkey ride, my mother fornicating with a man called Fred, or the dead body we found?
You're right. It's hard to pick a favourite, isn't it?
Well, it's not over yet either. There is something special I wanted to ask.
What?
Beatrice, we've known each other now for 4 wonderful days, and I was wondering if you would do me the honour...
Oh, no!
...of becoming my 4th wife.
No!
Yes!
No!
Oh, Richard, shut up!
But you're still married to Dad!
Well, that's nothing we can't fix.
I'm married too, technically.
You are?
Well, at least in countries that recognise voodoo ceremonies.
You're both insane, I swear!
Calm down, lad. What's it to you what we do?
What's it to me? You've been living in my house!
No. We'd send you to boarding school.
What? Mum, you can't be serious!
I hadn't really thought about it, but it does make sense.
No, it doesn't! It makes about as much sense as you two getting married!
Oh, then it's settled!
Are you trying to screw me up? This is how kids become Bill Cosby!
Calm down, mate. If you don't like boarding school, we can always try military school.
Oh, one of us is so gonna end up in prison! Tune in next week to find out if my mother ever did marry that bastard. Next up tonight, Carl and Neil are back.
Neil, it is pissing down.
I noticed.
I'm freezing.
Well, put your clothes back on.
I can't. I sold them for that umbrella.
What umbrella?
Well, it turned out it was made of wood and a gazebo.
Well, where is it?
Over there, still fixed to the ground. Apparently, it's always been a part of the park.
Well, we better get some cash. I'm not staring at your todger all night.
Well, you didn't seem to mind last week.
Yeah, don't let me drink absinthe again.
So what does this place sell?
Money.
So it's a bank?
Nah, it's one of these short-term money lenders.
What's the difference?
Well, payday loan places like rip off the poor people and banks rip off everyone else.
Oh, I see. Is that why you come here all the time?
Well, not after today, if everything goes according to plan. All you have to do is kick in the door, point a gun at the teller, everyone else shits their respective pants and does as we say.
Well, what if they don't do as we say?
Trust me, they will. The guy working there is in on it, so nothing's going to go wrong.
Oh, even I know that's not true.
Oh, just shut up, Carl. All right, you ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go! This is a stick-up! Hands in the air!
Don't move, pretty boy!
Carl, what have you done?
He went for his gun!
I was getting my glasses! I couldn't see who you were!
Oh, shit! Oi, Neo, this wasn't part of the plan.
Shut up, Dave. Go get him a towel.
What about the robbery?
Well, you've ruined it now.
We can still make a day of it.
No, the moment's passed. I'm just not in the mood anymore. Do you fancy getting drunk in the park?
All right, but can I please get some clothes? Everyone keeps staring at my todger.
Well, it is massive. Well, there you go. You do learn something new every day. Next up tonight is an interview.
Good evening and welcome to Creepy Conversation. I'm Brad Stoker, and tonight I'm joined by special guest and celebrated witch, Milady Maleficarum.
Good evening, Brad.
So, please, tell the listeners a little about you.
Well, I just celebrated my 700th birthday, so I've lived through some real change in the world. My first house was made of cow manure and leaves, but it still smelt better than the city I live in now.
Has the world changed for the better?
Well, people have certainly gotten better at killing each other, but most of them also seem to have gone off the idea of it. Less people are going hungry than they used to be, but at the same time, they just find something else to complain about.
So, do you prefer life now?
Well, as a witch, I'm much more exposed now, but I do receive less discrimination. It's been ages since anyone tried to burn me.
Does that actually work?
No, we invented a spell for that the first time we saw Puritans land in North America.
But prejudice against witches predates that.
Sadly, yes. Hence why we moved to North America. The Aboriginals didn't mind us. We just did our own thing. Swapped the occasional bit of Eye of Newt for some peyote.
So, why is it the Abrahamic faiths hold such fear of witches?
Well, it's just ignorance. They never got to know a single witch, so when they hear negative stereotypes from friends and the media, they assume they're true. Sound familiar?
Oh, yes. Just like people who hate Pokemon Go.
Exactly.
But aren't witches naturally a very isolated group who live alone and don't socialize much?
Only because nobody invites us out. I'd love to go see Ghostbusters.
Fair enough. What else do you get up to in the average week?
Well, I'm very busy ruining my neighbour's marriage.
What? Why?
Every week the husband leaves his car blocking my driveway. I can't get my hearse out.
You drive a hearse?
I like the trunk space. You can get a lot of toads in there.
I bet. So, do you have a job?
No. I paid my mortgage centuries ago and I have a decent pension, so I just kill for fun.
You kill?
Frogs, goats, insects mainly, but the occasional bit of human. No one important, I promise.
How can you tell who's important?
When you get to my age, you can tell by how many Twitter followers they have.
And you don't see how this might upset people?
Well, when you stop the drone strikes, come bother me.
There are drone strikes?
Oh, Jesus, I thought you were a journalist.
Hey, I only do mythical creatures and porn stars.
Well, what's that show called?
It's also called Creepy Conversations.
Ah.
Getting back to you, do you think the recent global trend towards secularism might mean the chance for witches to become accepted into societies?
Not on a global level. Perhaps Holland, Canada, possibly Uruguay.
I could see that. Maybe France.
No, they don't like women in hats, apparently.
What about in the United States?
Well, it depends on who gets elected. I can never see Trump doing it, and Hillary will say she'll do it, and then blame Congress for not doing it.
So, will you stay here or move to Canada?
Oh, I wouldn't go there. Trudeau is a secret witch hater. He famously beheaded Selma III in an underground no-holds-barred boxing match. He wasn't even fighting. He was working the bar. The Canadians might legalize it, but the secret police are looking to kill us, just like Justin Bieber.
Well, at least they are doing some good. My last question tonight, what is the best thing about being a witch?
Well, obviously the magic powers, but then who could forget all the free cats?
You get free cats?
Okay, fine. Stolen cats.
Thank you for being here, M'lady Maleficarum. Join us next week when I am joined by Margaret Thatcher, Britain's most celebrated hag.
I wish I was a witch. Then I could just walk around in a black muumuu. First up tonight, it's time for Future History.
Good evening and welcome. I'm Tiny Robinson, and tonight we are excavating this ancient settlement that our experts have dated back to 2016 AD. Our findings suggest a primitive culture existed reliant on fossil fuels for energy, computers for affection, and animals for food. To think our bovine brethren have gone in just a few short thousand years from being dinner to being leaders of the Democratic Party. Sadly, the fowl community still faces strong political opposition. Some people are still adamant that they would never, ever vote for a chicken. One of our archaeologists has just handed me a wonderful artifact. It is a genuine 21st century piece of art. It's made of some sort of rubber and is shaped like male genitalia. It was probably a religious artifact that was worshipped to promote fertility. Let's take a look at what else they found. Hi, Daphne. What are you working on there?
This electronic device appears to be some sort of communication device, though it may also have been used for improving fertility, as the memory contains a lot of photos of penises.
Fascinating stuff. How about you, John? What have you found?
I've been working on restoring this rather garish gold chain inscribed with the English word player.
And what was that for?
Well, I'm pretty certain it was designed to be placed on certain individuals to tell other humans who to avoid.
Very clever. Though it is much simpler to do what we do now and just lock them all away.
Well, if they'd let cows vote at the time, you know, things might have been very different.
And finally, Karen, what are you working on?
Well, at first I thought it was some sort of fertility device due to its phallic shape, but I now believe what we have here is an early century gun.
And what were they used for?
Well, we aren't completely sure. As they don't appear to serve any useful purpose, they just seem to maim people. Our producer already has got 3 holes in him, and we just don't get what the point of adding holes to people is.
Perhaps they found it sexy, but that will just have to remain a mystery until next time on Future Historians.
I'd never buy a gun. I think it's unethical to support the steel industry. Next up tonight, Dolly Parton is needed.
Good evening, Dolly. Welcome back.
Where's the fat prince and Bono the clown?
That's why we brought you in. We actually don't know. We dropped them off on a 3-day training exercise, and that was 2 weeks ago.
I see. Whereabouts?
Brazil-ish.
Aw, shit. I better pack lunch. And some C4.
Hey, asshole. You still there?
Yeah. A snake ate my right ear, but then luckily a jaguar scared him off.
Did he not eat you?
Yes. He took my most precious parts.
Oh, God.
He took my glasses. They were Oakleys. I even got them on sale.
Ah, quit your wobbling. Ain't 6 days, goddammit. And since falling in this hole, all I can see now is my own asshole.
Better stuck in there than up here where every passing creature treats you like a buffet.
Any idea how many times we can drink our own urine before it's a bad idea?
I think we're gonna find out soon enough. Dolly!
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 No sign of them yet, Lexington.
Well, our sensors picked up traces of gold and bourbon over the next ridge, so keep heading south.
Roger.
No, it's Lexington.
Moron.
Pardon?
Right on. Who's there? Elvis? Oh, no. It's just some men with spears. Wait. Oh. So where are we going, guys? Are the spears in my face super necessary? Oh, we're stopping. Okay, can I ask why you're taking my clothes off and now you're rubbing what appears to be a glaze on my... Yep, they're marinating me. Oh, shit. I'm not a missionary.
Oh, then what are you?
A CIA agent.
That's not much better.
Look, I have a present for you.
Oh, what is this?
It's called C4.
C4. Ah, what does it do?
All of you should look at it real close and then you'll see.
I think I get it. Ah, yes, it's for making cups, right?
God damn it, ruin my eyebrows again.
Did you hear that?
Yeah!
Sounds like C4, CIA grade. Yep, packaged a year ago, 3 miles away.
Help! Help!
Help!
Have you got any left? We could set it off.
You really think I've kept C4 in my pocket for a week without blowing it up?
Bono, is that you?
Dolly! Oh, thank God! Help us, we're saved!
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! I knew nothing bad would happen to me!
Dolly, you didn't happen to see my left eye in the trail there anywhere, did you?
I am terrified of losing my eyesight, as apparently many people feel compelled to want to poke my eyes out. On a lighter note, Carl and Neil are back!
Well, the TV's ruined. It's soaked.
I thought it was under the tent.
Yeah, but I got up in the middle of the night and pissed on it.
Oh, Carl, that was all our money. We're going to have to switch to eating vegetarians.
Oh, no, not that cannibalism stuff again. That oboe from last week is still stuck in my teeth.
He was eyeing up the Marks and Spencer's trolley.
I know, but you know when you eat the same thing every night, it gets a bit horrifying.
Fine, then we need to make some money. Pronto.
My name's Carl.
Get in the van.
Oh, Neil, what are we doing here? You can borrow my poor mags. I told you that.
I don't want your poor mags. The owner of this adult bookstore just got a shipment in, and we're going to take his load.
I am not shagging anyone.
The magazines, you tosser.
Oh. Oh, look, how do you pleasure a magazine?
Look, just wave your gun around and try to look dangerous.
No one is going to believe this is real.
Why?
Because it's a super soaker.
We're on a tight budget. You just have to sell it.
Well, how much do you think I could get for it?
For fuck's sake, just try to seem scary.
Like a tiger?
Yeah, fine, like a flipping tiger. Right, one, two, three, go! Put your hands in the air!
Ah!
Actually, pull your trousers up first.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting anyone. Usually, people only come in after my fourth wank.
Don't move. We're taking this shipment.
Oh, can I at least read them first?
No, and can you please cover that trouser tent?
It comes with the job.
Can I have one of these swings?
No, I'll end up having to build it.
Fine, but I'm still taking this rubber arse.
All right, well, grab me one.
Well, that went pretty smoothly.
Till you saw that copper and screamed, "This arse is mine!"
Well, he was looking at it.
And now we have to shift his gear well quick.
Let's take him down the market.
We can't sell porn down the market. Well, only on Tuesdays.
Maybe at the high school?
Oh, perfect. Have you made any sales?
No, I nearly did, but this guy wanted something called Cleveland Steamer, and all we had was Baltimore Beaver.
Oh, nice. Put one of them aside for me.
We could put them all aside. No one is interested. Do you think that there might be somewhere else people are getting their porn?
Maybe in the post? I like my pornography like I like my coffee. Wet, Colombian, and enjoyed in a public patio. First up tonight is an interview.
Good evening and welcome to Creepy Conversations. I'm Brad Stoker, and tonight I'm joined by everyone's favourite werewolf. It's Peter Wolf.
Actually, it's pronounced Wolf. It's German.
My apologies. So, tell me, what's it like being a celebrity werewolf?
Well, besides all the A-list parties and the B-list parties and the sex orgy parties, it's a lot of work. I'm on the road 20 days a month, nearly, and the rest of the time, I'm just feeding on my prey.
So, do you regret becoming a celebrity?
No, not at all. I mean, before this, I would still be killing at the full moon, but the rest of the time, I would just be sitting around in my sweatpants.
The money must be nice.
Well, yeah, but what do I want with money? I mean, every time I transform, I just end up ruining all my nice clothes. And my house, oh, looks like Great Danes have been shagging all over it.
Couldn't you, lock yourself in a room or something?
Yeah, but I'm just so forgetful. I mean, one minute I will be making a smoothie, and the next minute I'm eating a floozy.
I see. Well, I mean, should I be worried?
No, I don't eat people called Brad. I do have standards.
Oh, what's wrong with the name Brad?
Nothing. It suits you.
I can't tell if you're insulting me.
That's because your name is Brad.
I'm just going to move on.
Please.
what is your next big project going to be?
I really want to get into movies, you know, like some leading man stuff. I see myself as a sort of Ryan Gosling type.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, did I mention I auditioned for the lead role of the new Notebook 2, the Tumblr feed?
Well, the best of luck to you and your copious amounts of body hair.
Thank you.
So, do you think your success has changed people's perceptions of werewolves?
It has certainly helped to get people away from the stereotype of the unsociable werewolf who only wants to rip you limb from limb. I mean, every race has some of them, but they are the minority.
Point taken. Do you think there will come a time where werewolf prejudice is no longer a problem?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. As soon as people stop teaching their kids this crap. I mean, who okayed the Angry Birds movie?
What?
A movie for kids about kicking out another group of people who come to live where you live.
Oh, I thought it was about Angry Birds.
It's an analogy. But if you want a blatant example, look at American Werewolf in London, a young, black, unarmed werewolf gunned down by six policemen. What are we teaching people?
The protagonist was white, wasn't he?
Exactly. They didn't shoot him before he changed.
Fair point. Getting away from the subject, is that the hardest part about being a werewolf, the prejudice?
Yes, that. And the lack of female companionship.
You don't date female werewolves?
No. No. You don't know the meaning of time of the month.
So are there any other projects in the works for you?
Well, I'm appearing on Broadway very soon in Cats. Hopefully this time I won't eat any other cast members, although Andrew Lloyd Webber thought it might liven things up a bit.
Oh, I've never been. I'm allergic to Andrew Lloyd Webber. My final question, if you could be any other sort of creature, what would you be?
I'd love to be the Grim Reaper. I mean, because Black is just so slimming, and he must get to meet loads of women.
But wouldn't they all be sad?
That's the best time to make your move, when they're all vulnerable.
Well, that's all we have time for this week. Join us again for more Creepy Conversations.
Werewolves don't scare me, but I'm terrified of miniature Pomeranians. Speaking of which, it's time to return to my childhood in Blackmoor, Bile Belgian bastards. This can't be happening!
It is, lad.
Why do I have to be the best man? I'm only 13!
It's an honour, lad.
I can't be the best man. I don't even have pubes yet.
Look, I'm marrying your mum. I just wanted to have you be a part of it.
Do you not have any real friends? Is that it? You know what? This is all starting to make sense now.
Just be quiet.
And who wears a white suit to get married? Feel like I'm at a lesbian wedding.
Shut up. It's starting. Here she comes.
Look at the state of her.
She's beautiful.
Jesus, you must actually love her.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Fine, I'll go along with it. But Daddy's gonna be pissed. And he was. And when he sobered up, he was also quite angry. Next up tonight, it's time for the politically correct Olympics.
Good evening, and welcome to the Politically Correct Olympics, the only Olympics where actually everyone matters. Today, we are broadcasting from beautiful Basingstoke in England, where we acknowledge we are on stolen Anglo-Saxon land, which was stolen from the Romans, which was stolen from the Celts, who stole it from a wealthy goat. I'm joined by my biracial female broadcast partner, Hilary Schelts, to provide balanced and impartial coverage of these glorious events. Evening, Hilary.
It's great to be here, Billy. So many talented and untalented people will be cheered on in equal measure today.
And what events are they going to be cheered on in today?
Well, today we kick off with a fan favorite, cultural disappropriation. That's where countries attempt to return stolen cultural identity.
Awesome. And then?
Another massive event, it's the body praising event.
Yes. This one was introduced actually only this year to replace one of my favorite events that was disappointingly cut this year, the always exciting slut praising.
Yes, that must have hurt you personally as a four-time former gold medalist.
Yes, best years of my life they were. And then finally, we will end tonight's coverage with the 100-meter dash in bubble wrap. So let's first head over to the cultural disappropriation area.
Italy are first up, and wow, they are out to win it. They just returned pasta, pizza, and ice cream to China. They want to win.
Oh, but Team England will not be outdone tonight. They are returning rock and roll to the American South. They are forcing Paul McCartney onto a plane.
That is huge. Surely the USA can't top that. But wait, they are returning capitalism to Adam Smith and Scotland. They are leaving everything on the table. Surely no one can top this.
Saudi Arabia are going to give it a go. They're hesitating. Maybe it's all gone wrong. No, here it is. Oh, unbelievable. They are returning the camel to North America. I thought I'd seen everything, Hillary.
This is why our viewers take precious time out from writing their Tumblr blogs to join us. We are making history here.
Surely there can be no surprises left here.
Wait, here come the Scots. They are handing over their kilts to the English, but what's this? The English say they can keep them.
It won't be enough to beat the Italians, who've just handed over their entire cuisine, Italy, with first place. But this is the PC Olympics, so everyone gets a medal, a pat on the head, and are told the rankings are meaningless, even though, of course, they aren't.
Now it's time for the body praising. The secret here is to remain sincere in the face of absurdity.
The Canadians are renowned for placing high in this event. They are the team to beat.
Definitely. The Canadians live and breathe politeness. This should be a walk in the park for them, unlike their brethren to the south.
Yes, the USA usually has about as much tact as a drunk frat boy, but let's see how they fare this time.
The Germans are up first. Let's go live to the arena.
Those Daisy Dukes look great on you.
Really?
Yeah. Your legs don't remind me of cottage cheese at all.
Ooh, a near miss there for the Germans. Next up is the English.
Oh, yes, sir. Speedos are back. Just excuse me a moment.
Ooh, almost perfect execution there, but it appears the Englishman was a little sick in his mouth, and that is going to be worth a whole point deduction.
And now the Canadians are taking center stage.
Hey there! Great outfit. I'm a huge fan of spandex. It's not just for cycling.
Nerves of steel. He's completely ignoring the gentleman's rather pronounced moose knuckle.
Never mind meat and two veg. It looks like he has a whole bag of shopping stuff down there.
So, this is kinda hard.
Ooh, he's mentioned the elephant in the room.
Let's not go overboard. It's not that big. Oh, his time's up. Let's go to the judges' scores. Canada clinches it!
Congratulations, Canada. That brings their medal total up to 1,434, joint first with everyone else.
Thanks for watching. This has been the Politically Correct Olympics. Join us tomorrow for coverage of the hurdling of systemic inequality, seven-a-side trust exercises, and the finals of the Suing Comics Who Offend You competition. Don't miss it.
I don't like the regular Summer Olympics. I prefer the Paralympics. It's much more of a challenge. That's the end of our show. Join us again for more White Noise.
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton,
starring the voice talents of Connor Nettlefoot, Caitlin Docking, Sierra Wiley, and Simon Welton.
Guest writing by Connor Nettlefoot.
There you go. That was the best of the most recent of the White Noise episodes. I hope you enjoyed that. We will be back next week with a brand new episode of White Noise for your listening pleasure. But coming up right away is, of course, the White Noise After Show. This week hosted by myself, Simon Welton. And this week we're going to be playing a whole host of wicked music. We've got artists including Dumb, Ruby DeAnder, Ace Martins, Charlotte Cornfields, and I'm also going to squeeze in, I think, a bit of Smiths at the end tonight, just because I can, because I get to pick the music, so that's what's going to happen. But first tonight, we're going to begin with a band called Pity Sex, and this is Bone Homie. Enjoy.
Sex calls to us.
That is Ruby DeAnda with Clay Melton on our backs off Delay Cadaver of a Day. That is just an awesome sort of psychedelic sounding album. A good one for definitely sitting down and listening to and just sort of trying to explore in your own mind what it means and interpret it. Definitely not something to listen to while you're doing other things. I think you should dedicate some time to it if you want to enjoy it and get the most out of it. But anyway, before that was Dumb with Radio off Beach Church. And next up tonight, we're going to play something by Ace Martins. This is On To Me, and this is from Palm Springs.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go. That was The Smiths with How Soon Is Now off Hatful of Hollow, their first album. This was recently voted the best Smiths song in the magazine Mojo. I mean, it's definitely one of the better ones. Oh, well, one of the best ones. I mean, they're all, a lot of them are very, very good. Is it the best? I mean, that's so subjective. It almost seems pointless to make such a list, but I guess that's what you do when you write a magazine and you eventually run out of ideas. You just start making ridiculous 50-song lists of the Smiths and hope people still buy your magazine, which, fair enough, in this day and age, is probably the best they can do at the moment. All right, next up tonight, we've got 2 songs left, and then we're basically out of here. So I'm going to say goodnight now and leave you with these two awesome tracks coming up. We've got Charlotte Cornfields with Big Volcano, Small Town off Future Snowburn, and then River Tiber with Barcelona off Indigo, both awesome tracks. As that's all we do here. We don't do rubbish. We only do good stuff. So that's what you've got to round out the show tonight. We will be back next week with another half hour of sketch comedy and then another half hour of chit chat and sketch. So please join us then. We would love to have you. But in the meantime, have a lovely week and enjoy these last two. So first off is Charlotte Cornfields.
As if it was choreographed, the towel, the sushi, the way that you laughed, things you said to woo me into bed. The market's my office and yours is the street, and I'm wiping the juice stains off my feet, and your words just don't seem too concrete to me. We stayed up all night making Jenga and ukshooks, kissing slow and leafing through cookbooks, opening the doors to see how the night looked on the festival grounds and at my place and yours. Now I'm catching buses, sleeping on floors, and coming to cherish household chores when I'm home again. You turned out to be a letdown. Big volcano, small town. Big volcano, small town. Well, now I'm on the bus and it keeps getting faster. You think that you're such a rasta, but you don't know Mount Zion from Mount Shasta. Oh, please, God, let me wake up in San Fran. Let us not derail, let us stick with the plan. I'm going to California just 'cause I can. And you turned out to be a legend. Big volcano, small town. Big volcano, small brush. I see that I don't matter much. The wind is my weakness and you are my crutch. Let these twisting trees be our knuckly fingers. Let these little birds be our favorite singers. Let these sparks of rage be our fire bringers. Some find love in peace. disappointed, but I'm not surprised. I'll be gone with the wind, you be lord of the flies. Today, ocean, beach, and tomorrow, Vancouver. My bank card's in Portland, my heart's in the sewer. But one thing's for sure, I have never been truer. Turned out to be a letdown. Big volcano, small town. Big volcano, small town. Big volcano, small town. Big volcano.
Yeah.